There's a microphone down there. Would you mind?
No.
Okay. Yeah. No.
I'm happy to speak through the microphone. See if it works. Test it. Sorry.
So I didn't really mean to do it like this, but I just know that there's a few people who haven't been to the CMAT Centre before, and I'm not saying I'm not a special CMAT person. Everybody here is a special CMAT person. But if you've not been, I'd just say welcome. And there's a few leaflets around, I think, telling you more about what the CMAT Centre is about and the facilities here. I think you've probably worked out we've got a bar and there's a meeting space. Obviously, there's a stage at the back. We put on events here. There's food at various times. We're not running a cafe at the moment, are we? No, we have run a cafe in the past. Basically, everything's run on a voluntary basis, so people can actually volunteer to do things. We have run a cafe in the past. We've got a bar that's completely volunteer run. Yeah, we've got People's Kitchen running every Saturday. Most Saturdays. We've got Small World Kitchen running on I think it's last Friday of the month every month. There's various events going on. I'll plug an excellent No Borders evening on Friday this week, which is going to include food which is African vegan inspired food. So anyway, so I've plugged that one. But I'm saying this is an example. There's loads of stuff on here. So there's an online events diary, which is brilliant. So which is maintained here, and so you can always go online and find out. Go to the Sumac or Veggies website and find out what's going on. So welcome, basically, if you've not been. And you can talk to other people who have.
We also have a PA, so if anyone wants to put a gig on, that is viable.
Oh, and if you get hoarse, there's some water over there and cups.
All right. Thanks a lot for talking, Mike. Can you hear me all right? Cool. Well, thanks again, everyone, for coming. I don't know how you found out about this, because we didn't do a lot of promotion. I'll just say a little bit about the Rise Up Radio project, and then talk about the little bit of technology that we're using here to record these discussions. Rise Up Radio is an internet-based audio/radio project, which has its roots in the non-corporate independent media movement known as Indie Media. Briefly, Indie Media is a global network of websites that enable people to share news through open publishing. This movement came out of people mobilising against global institutions such as the World Trade Organization, and its tradition lies in the work of those involved in political and social issues to create a platform to communicate to the world what they see happening. On a local level, independent media has in Nottingham been a resource for local people to share news about events, as well as for campaigns and groups involved in organising at a grassroots level. Rise Up Radio began in January of 2008 as a means of improving accessibility to the news and events that were shared through Indie Media by creating audio rather than text. At the moment, about 150 to 200 people download Rise Up Radio's show each month. And the project has a new monthly show now also, which starts this month, which will be bringing stories and music from various communities in cities around the world. That's called Letters From. These debates were conceived by a few of us who were discussing how within the radio project we could reflect upon our experiences from the recent Camp for Climate Action and also the politics that we observed and began to engage with. And by organising a debate, we wanted to encourage other people's experiences of the politics within the radical left movement, to talk about their experiences of the politics within the radical left movement, and also to continue our own learning about social and political issues. And we thought that to do this in this way, by having a discussion, a debate, and recording it, that this would enable other people also to learn and access the knowledge that hopefully will be shared. So, Eva.
Okay. Hi, I'm Eva, and this is Eleanor, and she's going to be helping me facilitate this evening, as I've never actually facilitated anything before. But before we start, I guess we wanted to just quickly say why we've put on these debates. George covered it briefly, but it's basically like to stimulate discussion about politics, because often we get very involved in a lot of people who know a lot about politics, like get very involved in the lifestyle, and we stop talking about it amongst ourselves, and we just live it. And sometimes that means that we can lose why we're doing it, which also can mean that we're not so clear for other people who might, like, a lot of people come and get involved just instinctively, and maybe don't fully understand why they instinctively feel that they want to live a different way from maybe a way of a lot of other people live. So this is about us reminding ourselves and helping us to engage with other people. So it kind of, after the, we're going to talk, it kind of came out of the politics of the climate camp, because the climate camp, I guess, has been one of the most significant achievements of the radical left in the last 3 years. And where is it going? Is it going to work? Are we going to work together to build, or are we going to become divided between those willing to compromise, I guess, with the state and with authorities on climate change issues, and those who don't want to engage? So it's about giving ourselves the, I guess it's vital that we keep in touch with our convictions, so that in the face of opposition from the state, quite often from the state, to our beliefs and our stands and our actions, well, we can maintain our convictions. Sorry, I get a bit lost, but I hope that's making sense. So it's basically, yeah, I think that's all right. Okay, well, it's basically, but it's about, like, all input is valid, and it's about, like, us sharing our knowledge and helping each other. We all know different things and have different reasons for being the way that we are. Like, the thing is though, is a lot of this, to people maybe also, like, a lot of this, maybe some people may be sitting here thinking, well, I'm not part of the radical left, but also for those people, this is also quite a valuable opportunity to learn why there are people who live differently and take a strong stand against things, so that they can understand it and then take away and have their own opinions. So a lot of the stuff, like, this is the Sumac Centre. It is an anarchist, predominantly anarchist-led social centre, and then we've chosen to do it in a venue that has a lot of things already on it, and so it's a space for other people to come and engage with our politics and to see how they feel about it. The way that this evening is going to be structured is that Eleanor and I are going to facilitate, but we're hoping that we can very much self-facilitate ourselves. So George is going to kick us off with some things, and that's going to lead into a discussion, and hopefully, basically, make sure that you have the mic when you want to talk. And if you're talking, please don't talk for too long, don't talk over other people. But if you are talking, maybe be aware, maybe, like, look out if somebody else looks like they want to talk after you, maybe just point at them and they can talk. If this doesn't work, then we'll go to taking hands, and people can raise their hand, and we'll go around in turn. So hopefully it's going to work, but it is very much an open discussion, and anybody is able to put in how they feel at any time. I guess one of the things that I hope will come out of it is this isn't about opinions, it's more about why we have those opinions, so that we can each understand from each other why we have those opinions. And so nobody's opinion necessarily is right and wrong. It's not about arguing with somebody who has a different view to you. It's about saying, why do you have that different view, so that we can all engage with each other and understand and go away and think about it.